Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Smart Miss Know-It-All by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell, private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. To my wonderful sisters and BFFs, Demita and Kimberly, thank you for being my real-life Chloe and Zoe. I'm proud and very lucky to be your big sister. Wednesday, January 1st. OMG! I cannot believe I'm actually going to go through with this. It's supposed to be just a little prank, but I have to admit, I'm a little worried. I really need to think about the consequences of my actions. Because if something goes wrong, there's a chance someone could actually end up dead. Yes, that's correct. Dead! Namely, me! Because if my parents find out about this stupid stunt I'm planning to pull, they're going to kill me. It all started when Chloe, Zoe, and I decided to have a sleepover during our winter break from school. We excitedly counted down the seconds to midnight. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Happy New Year! I was really looking forward to a brand new year, mainly because last year was filled with so much drama. What better way to start things off than with me and my two BFFs having a wild and crazy New Year's Eve pajama party at Zoe's house? We pigged out on pizza, double chocolate cupcakes, M&Ms, and ice cream sundaes, and then washed it all down with soda. Soon, we were giggling hysterically and bouncing off the walls from a major sugar buzz. We were having way too much fun painting our nails funky colors and playing Truth or Dare to watch some lame disco ball thingy drop in Times Square on TV.
Zoe, truth or dare?
Chloe asked, locking her eyes on Zoe with an eager grin. Truth, she answered.
I have a really good one, Chloe squealed. It's so romantic and from my fave book. Okay, who would you rather kiss? Deadly Doodle Dude or Hunk Finn?
Oh, that's easy, Zoe giggled. I pick Hunk Finn. He's the sensitive artist type and super cute.
Yeah, but Deadly Doodle Dude is so morbidly, beautiful and intensely, doodly,
Chloe gushed. That's when I almost choked on my pizza. I know my BFF is a hopeless romantic, and I love her to death, but sometimes I worry that her teeth might be brighter than she is. Crushing on a doodly guy is just so wrong. I mean, is that even a real word? If I was going to create the perfect guy, he would be kind, have a good sense of humor, and be adorably cute. Just like my crush, Brandon. Your turn, Nikki, Zoe said, and turned to me. Truth or dare?